Just a couple of announcements and business before we hear from a few people. Missionary Association does have a few funds, just over $3,000, and we use those for the refreshments and whatnot. If any of you have an interest in seeing the financial report, all of the presidents received one this evening, you're welcome to contact one of them or myself. Our expenses last year were last year's reunion, and our income was interest on the $3,000. So it didn't require a CPA. Although the IRS did send me a letter and asked me to verify that we hadn't made more than $100,000 this year so as to become taxable. I found that humorous, needless to say. Some of you may have to leave. And if you do, let me mention a couple of things to you. I mentioned to the presidents earlier a very interesting phenomenon amongst the saints in Italy is how close they are, regardless of borders of missions or branches or districts or stakes. And many of you served outside of the Rome area, yet I would be very surprised if any of you who served in Italy had not at some point in time prayed for other parts of the country and for the missionary work and for the growth of the gospel in those parts of the country. For any of you that have had any special feelings or whatever regarding the creation of the stake in Rome, which we hope you're aware of, that will be done the 22nd of May under the direction of Elder Russell Nelson, and Elder Poloni will talk about that in his remarks. If you would like to send any of your feelings to the new stake to be part of their history, we have some just blank paper. You're welcome to pick some up, write down your feelings, or you're welcome to send your president or myself an email, and we will print those off and deliver them to the Rome stake as part of their history. So if any of you would like some paper, feel free to come get it at any point after we dismiss. Erin, could I ask you to stand, please? This is Erin Hanlon. She's a student at the University of Utah, and I have to admit that this is really clever. They're doing some scientific research on patterns around the world dealing with different types of isotopes and things that are in the air. I assume you fanned out all over the city at missionary reunions tonight, and any one of you who is here from overseas, she would like a little bit of your hair so they can analyze it, and they're doing that from all over the world. Doesn't matter whether you're from Italy or not, and they're pinpointing air patterns worldwide, and they're able to do it in one evening, which is fascinating. And if you'll see her, she'll be out in the foyer when we dismiss. If you're willing to participate, we'd appreciate that. Now, I'm just going to try to say that in Italian. Questa sorella è una studentessa dall'Università di Utah. E stanno facendo delle ricerche scientifiche su certe cose nell'aria, in tutte le parti del mondo. Se siete disponibili, lei vorrebbe un pochettino di capelli dal dietro. E so per qualcuno di voi, forse quello è un grande sacrificio. Però ricordatevi che vengono le benedizioni dai sacrifici. Stanno facendo questo in tutte le riunioni dei missionari ritornati nella valle stasera per ottenere questi campioni da tutte le parti del mondo in una sera senza viaggiare. Così è una cosa abbastanza carina che stanno facendo. Non siete mica obbligati, ma se volete partecipare lei si troverà nell'entrata dopo che abbiamo finito qua e usciamo per le nostre aule. I tried to say the same thing. Some of you are aware of a couple of websites that are quite heavily used. The Italy Missions website, italymissions.com, you can register. And we would hope you would do that. You can also do that at belasion.org. And on the Belasion site, there's a lot of history that you might find interesting. If you haven't registered, we'd encourage you to do that if you'd like to, so we can keep you up to date with things. Some have asked a question about the Liahona, the current version of what used to be for some of us the Stella. You can subscribe to the Italian version of the Liahona here in the United States. And it is also available on the internet. And so we want to make you aware of that. Shortly we're going to have Brother Salvatore Velluto speak to us. He will have a display in the foyer that some of you may find interesting, and I'll talk about that as I introduce him. We made an attempt to get this building on a permanent basis, and we were not exactly successful. But we are using all of our wit and Italian creativity to do what we can to ensure we'll be here next year. And we've made some progress in that regard, but we can't guarantee it. So would you please look at the official website, the Deseret News, in case we're not able to confirm this again. We tried diligently and ran into some roadblocks that were not able for us to remove. So we wanted to make you aware of that. We're just going to have a few remarks this evening, and I mentioned Brother Salvatore Velluto. Salvatore, do you want to come up? Where are you? Amongst other things, Brother Velluto is the webmaster for Bella Sion, and so we appreciate all that he's done in that regard, and he's done a wonderful work. I can appreciate the technical stuff because I can't do it, but he's also done it in English and Italian, and he's done some very, very fine things. Now, I was counseled that I need to say the following very carefully. How many of you served in Pisa? Okay. I want you to close at least one of your ears, okay, because we don't want you totally offended. Brother Velluto is going to talk to us about some original historical research that he's been able to do regarding the first chapel that was built in Italy, and it wasn't in Pisa. And it was before any of us, at least as missionaries called to serve in Italy, received those calls. And it's a wonderful, wonderful story. He will use some of the some other individuals to participate. Following Brother Velluto's remarks, we've invited Elder Pelloni to share with us what is happening in Italy, in the districts, in Sicily, and Sardinia, and on the mainland, and in the stakes, in the north, in the south, and he will be here for a season afterwards if some of you have some specific questions that you can ask him. And then following that, it'll be our pleasure to hear some brief remarks from Elder Curtis, and our closing hymn you should have, Anziani di Israele, and President Clinton Gillespie, who served in Rome from 1980 to 1983, will then dismiss us. Any of you who served in any of the Rome missions who would like to sing the Rome mission hymn are welcome to stay in the chapel as others leave. And as your presidents leave, elders and sisters, some of the rooms have numbers on them and some do not. So if you'll kind of follow your president and or his wife, for those of you who served with the Parkers, you may know that President Parker's just had some serious surgery. He's doing well and he's at home. And we invite all of your prayers in his behalf. He's been counseled not to be in large groups where he might pick up an infection. But Sister Parker is here, so those of you who served with the Parkers can follow Sister Parker. But we'll stay here and sing the Rome Mission hymn, and then each of us from Rome Missions will disperse to some various areas. So, Brother Velluto, thank you for coming, and we appreciate you taking time.